Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lundquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We're here every Sunday night from about 8 to 10 with some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz, so we hope you'll stick around. We'll have a little break for the news at the top of the hour, about 5 minutes, and be back for a second hour. So I hope you'll stick with us. We really enjoy the sounds here in the studio, and I think you'll enjoy them out there in the airwaves. Our highlight artist tonight is pianist Dick Hyman, and one of the most versatile and talented piano players on the scene. If you wanted to hear ragtime like Jelly Roll, or stride like Fats Waller, or swing piano like Wilson, or bop like Bud Freeman, Bud Powell, you'd want to listen to Dick Hyman. And he's good in the solo context, jazz piano trio context, combos or big bands. And so we're going to explore a little bit of his piano artistry, and we're going to open up with an album on the reference CD called Swing Is Here, with Dick Hyman, of course, on piano. This is an all-star aggregation of mainstream artists. There are quite a few on here, but I think they all deserve the acknowledgement. We got Peter Appleyard on vibes, and Jay Leonhard on acoustic bass, Butch Miles on drums, Ken Popowski on clarinet, Bucky Pizzarello on guitar, Sandy Ranke on trumpet, and here's a ringer. We got Frank West, former tenor sax man out of the Count Basie band, sits in with this group. So that's kind of an interesting aggregation. They're going to do Benny Carter's classic composition, When Lights Are Low. That was our highlight artist of the week, pianist Dick Hyman, leading his little group through Benny Carter's great composition. By the way, Benny Carter was a great alto sax man in his own right. This was on a reference CD cut in February of 96 in New York. And besides the brief piano solo there by Dick Hyman, we also heard from Ken Poplawski on clarinet, Randy Sankey on trumpet, and Frank West on tenor sax.
Well, I thought it'd be good to start it off if we heard from the president. But I can promise you he's not going to raise your taxes. This is the president of the tenor saxophone, Lester Young. And this is from a CD entitled The Complete Lester Young. And all of the tracks on this CD were originally recorded on the Keynote label on 78 RPM. And it features, in addition to Lester on tenor sax, we'll hear from Johnny Granieri on piano, Slam Stewart on bass, and Sid Catlett on drums. And they're going to do a Vincent Heumann's Irving Caesar tune entitled Sometimes I'm Happy. Sometimes I'm Happy, featuring Lester Young on tenor sax, Johnny Granieri on piano, Slam Stewart on bass, and Sid Catlett on drums. That was from a CD entitled The Complete Lester Young. Obviously, that's far from complete as far as Lester's discography is concerned, but these tunes were all remastered from the 78 RPM sessions on the Keynote label and released on this Mercury CD in 1987.
Next, we're going to continue to highlight the piano artistry of Dick Hyman. And Dick, over the years, recorded countless CDs of all the composers of the Great American Songbook, just all the Gershwins and Porters and Rodgers and Harts and et cetera, et cetera. And he put out an album on the Music Masters label called Dick Hyman Plays Gershwin, Porter, Berlin, and Arlen, the Great American Songbook. And now we're going to explore his solo piano artistry. And let's listen to Cole Porter's Begin to Begin. Thank you. All right, there's a little applause there. That wasn't live in a club or in a concert hall. It was, I'm sure, some fans that showed up in the studio that day for that particular recording of Cole Porter's Begin to Begin. That was the solo artistry of our piano highlight artist of the week, Dick Hyman.
Well, next we'll hear from not one, not two, but three tenor saxophone artists. In the person of Scott Hamilton, Ken Popowski, and Spike Robinson. Earlier we played the president of the tenor sax. Maybe we could consider these gentlemen the members of the cabinet. And we also heard from Ken Popowski on the initial number that Kent played, but he was playing clarinet, so here's playing tenor sax. This is from a Concord CD entitled Groovin' High. And they're going to do, in addition to the tenor sax artists, we've got Howard Alden on guitar, Jerry Wiggins on piano, Dave Stone on bass, and Jake Hanna on drums. And they're going to do a tune written by Gene Ammons and Sonny Stitt entitled Blues Up and Down.
Hey!
And there was Blues Up and Down, a tune written by Gene Ammons with the help of Sonny Stitt. And it features three tenor saxophones, Scott Hamilton, Ken Popowski, Spike Robinson. And they were backed by Howard Alden on guitar, Jerry Wiggins on piano, Dave Stone on bass, and Jake Hanna on drums. That was from a Concord CD released in 1992 entitled Groovin' High.
Back in the early 60s, alto sax man Johnny Hodges and organist Wild Bill Davis cut about six LPs together on the Verve and RCA label. In fact, we did a whole show of those particular tunes at one time. And they were big sellers, very popular. And so our highlight artist, Dick Hyman, got together with alto sax man Bob Wilbur, and they recreated a lot of those things that were done by Hodges and Wild Bill under an album on the Arbor label called A Perfect Match, in tribute to Johnny Hodges and Wild Bill Davis. And we've got Bob Wilbur on alto, of course. Dick Hyman now switches from piano to organ. They bring in Britt Woodman, who formerly played trombone in the Ellington trombone section, James Cirillo on guitar, Phil Flanagan on bass, Joe Esciani on drums, and here they do Duke Ellington's classic In a Mellow Tone. Duke Ellington classic in a mellow tone. That was from an Arbor CD cut by our highlight artist of the week, Dick Hyman, switching from piano to organ on that track. Bob Wolper on alto sax. An album called A Perfect Match, which is a dedication to all the fine music turned out by alto sax band Johnny Hodges and Wild Bill Davis over the years. And you also heard a nice trombone solo there by former Ellingtonite Britt Woodman on trombone.
Well, next we'll hear from a group led by drummer Butch Miles. This is from an LP on the Famous Door label entitled Hail to the Chief, which is a reference to Count Basie, who Butch was his drummer for several years. In addition to Butch on drums and vocal, we'll hear from Marty Markowitz and Glenn Zatola on trumpets, Frank West and Jorge Anders on tenor sax, John Bunch on piano, and Milt Hinton on bass. It's a tune Butch wrote, and he titled it simply Boogie Woogie.
See my baby bad. I wanna see my baby bad. That's the sweetest woman that I have ever had. I love to hear my baby call my name. I love to hear my baby call my name. She can call so easy and oh so doggone plain. What is on your worried mind? Baby, baby, what is on your worried mind? You just keep me bothered and worried all the time. Well, I may be wrong, but I won't be wrong always. Well, I may be wrong, but I won't be wrong always. You're gonna long for me, mama, one of these old rainy days. Thank you.
And that was Boogie Woogie, a tune arranged by drummer Butch Miles, who also did the vocal. And it featured Marty Markowitz and Glenn Zatola on trumpets, Frank West and Jorge Anders on tenor saxes, John Bunch on piano, Milt Hinton on bass, and Freddie Green on guitar. It was from a famous Doors LP recorded in 1982 entitled Hail to the Chief.
As I stated previously, our highlight artist, Dick Hyman, did numerous CDs highlighting the Great American Songbook, people like Berlin and Gershwin and Porter. And then he cut an album dedicated to the music of 1937. There was a lot of great music came down that year. And this is another example of his solo piano work. It's cut on a Concord label, and he's going to do a little thing that was, if you're old enough, you remember it was kind of like a theme song for Bob Hope, written by Ranger and Robin, called Thanks for the Memory. Again, in the studio, you can hear some Dick Hyman fans that showed up that day. That was not played in a club or in a concert hall, just some friends that showed up to listen to Dick Hyman display his piano chops. And This was a CD, kind of a curious CD. We got it worked out pretty well. It's a theme CD. It's music of 1937. And just to give you examples, a couple, three songs that were composed that year was Funny Valentine by Rodgers and Hart, Caravan by Ellington, In the Still of the Night by Cole Porter. It goes on and on and on. That was Thanks for the Memory by Robin and Rogers, solo piano by Dick Hyman on the Concord label in about 1986. What's up next, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from guitarist Charlie Bird. This is from a Riverside LP entitled Bird at the Gate. And in addition to Charlie on guitar, we'll hear from Clark Terry on flugelhorn, Seldon Powell on tenor sax, Keeter Betts on bass, and Bill Rickenbach on drums. This is a tune written by Percy Venable in the 20s, I think. It's entitled Butter and Egg Man. And that was Butter and Egg Man, featuring Charlie Bird on guitar, Clark Terry on flugelhorn, Seldon Powell on tenor sax, Keeter Betts on bass, and Bill Rickenbach on drums. That was from a Riverside LP released in 1963 entitled Bird at the Gate.
Been listening to the Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM for the better part of the last hour. Hope you enjoyed the sounds. I'm your co-host, Kent Linkos, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. And we're going to take a little break for the news at the top of the hour. It's for only about 5 minutes, and we'll be back for approximately another hour of fine swinging sounds. And we've really enjoyed it here in the studio. We hope you enjoyed it out there in Radioland. We're going to close it out with our highlight artist, pianist Dick Hyman. And this is from his Arbor CD, Dick Hyman Trio, Cheek to Cheek. And as I said at the top of the hour, he played every style from ragtime to bop. And here you're going to get a chance to listen to him do his rendition of Mysterioso, written by Thelonious Monk, backed up by Bob Haggard on bass out of the old Bob Crosby Band, and Howard Alden on guitar. Thank you.